Blog Talk Radio.
You are awake with us.
You are live on Awake with Offset on the new Evolution Radio Network.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Offset Miriam. You are on with Awake with Offset. Welcome to New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. Big shout out to my little big brother, the HNIC of this station, Brother Joey. If you were on the show with him yesterday, much love, and make sure that you continue to support all of his efforts, from his seminars to getting his keys to getting his doing his thing, you know, whatever. He can help you in all of those areas of law. And he's an excellent consultant, as well as our brother Jonah, who is with us every Friday. And you are with the goddesses of the station. I am Healer Offset Miriam, and Sister Peak is on the back end making sure that the show can even happen. So thank you for joining us. We are the balance to the station, and we're glad to have you. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on the show, on the air consistently anyway. I came on before I went on vacation, and Peak held us down last week. And I'm back, and now we are in our rotation of normalcy. So you will have me today. You will have Sister Peak next week, and then we will probably start bringing in our guests back in May. Just because, you know, some shifts have happened and things have moved. And so we're going to ride out April with Peak and myself, and then May get back to our guests. That's how life happens, right? So I just want to take a moment. Let's open up the show as we always do and get into our guided meditation. Just take a breath. Be ready to receive. Open your heart. Open your energy. Open your mind. To be able to be aligned, releasing your doubt, and as we open up out of Mercury retrograde, ensuring that you are in alignment to take advantage of this energy. As we do it, I think we collectively sense, know, feel, acknowledge our new ancestor, Nipsey Hussle, and what it means to transition our energy. May we call upon all of the ancestors to guide us. Call your own personal ancestors. Call the ancestors of your choice. Malcolm, Sebi, Pop. Bring them all, come forth in your energy and align them. They are ready to be utilized, waiting to be utilized. Let us continue to work in our collective consciousness. Let's begin to step out of individuality and understand the union. Understand the collective cohesiveness of all of us as one. Today's show, I need that energy of interconnectedness to be understood. And as we celebrate messages coming to you, coming to me, coming from others, and paying attention to the signs, recognizing nothing is coincidence, nothing happens without purpose, even when it feels hurtful, even when it feels ugly, even when it feels Like, it's not what we want. All things are done for our greater good. And when we begin to shift from fear to love, acceptance from rejection, falsehood to truth, this is when you see and have an understanding that you don't always have to understand, but you do have to know all things are for your divine self. Shifts your life, shifts your perspective, and shifts your experience. Take a deep breath in. Hold that energy. Everything happens for a reason. And release stagnant energy, being stuck, feeling unable. Because you are so able. You have all of the tools. I do nothing when I read you more than remind you. When I read you, it is nothing more than READ. I am readjusting your alignment. I am readjusting your spirit. I'm readjusting your mind to remember that all things and all of the answers are within you. Awaken the goddess within you. Awaken the God within you. Recognize that both exist in all of us. Breathe in your divine self. And breathe out your lower self. Breathe in accepting of who you are and what your experiences have been. Breathe out the shame, guilt, anger, hurt, pain because of that walk. Breathe in knowing that it is all to get you where you're at. Whether you're in a breakthrough or breakdown, either way, still it sends you upward. Just sit in those messages, sit in that energy, the deep breath in, deep breath out. Deep breath in. And out. We're going to take a sleepy hustle moment. And if there is anything that you can do, and if he has to go stream his music, he owned the masters of all of his music. Support in that way by continuing the message. We're going to take our nip minute. I know we don't call it our nip minute. We'll be right back. Keep breathing. Maybe we not gonna take a minute. I'm not sure. Okay, well, if we can't get our music to work, let's just keep movie. So hey y'all, we gonna keep moving without excuse the technical difficulties. We are gonna keep moving with the show. So very interesting time. You know, I'm going to first and foremost, as we did in the guided meditation, pay homage to Nipsey Hussle and all of the ancestors that we lost yesterday. Very powerful time. And, you know, I think we all feel, you know, all of the things that there are to feel in this loss. And I don't think that, you know, I'm not interested in really theorizing or, you know, doing the numbers to it. And you know, yes, he was 33 and all of the things, right? Like that's not really my lane. So I'm not going to attempt to break down the science of the understanding, and quite frankly, you know, some folks do understand the spiritual energy, some folks don't. That is my lane. So I do want to take some time to really just acknowledge our new ancestor, and I also want to acknowledge, like, he's already working for us and with us. Very interesting sleep last night. I went to sleep, fell asleep, and dreamed all night. And that's very rare where a dream lasts your entire rest state. You know, the message was very clear. It was very clear. It was Nipsey Hussle. It was very clear that I was not the only person that he was addressing. I was texting Joey last night before I did get down to go to bed, and I said, you know, there was just this feeling that I knew I wasn't the only reader feeling it, and I also knew that only the authentic readers and only the authentic folks who do spiritual and energy work were feeling this energy, almost like a validation of, like, getting the fake ones out the way and getting the real ones to kind of stand up. And and this energy was felt in feeling it. In feeling the loss when we all found out. I think there were a few hours of mourning, and then there was just this overwhelming, like, I really can't explain the feeling, but I named it to Joey, and I said, you know, I think that he has visited multiple readers already, and he has visited multiple folks. In terms of who does this spiritual work and who has an opportunity to really explain and help shift. And then I went to sleep, and it was very clear it was him. And there was a moment, apparently, I was in bed with my love, and apparently I was talking. I was speaking back. And it woke him up out of his sleep. It woke Antonio up out of his sleep. And he woke up and he said, babe, I heard him say that. I was still sleeping. I was still in this messaging from Nipsey Hussle. But was very conscious that Antonio responded to me speaking back to Nipsey Hussle. And I was conscious in saying, how could he hear me? I didn't understand in my sleep state that he heard me responding to Nipsey. So, but I did not break my dream. So I didn't like, I was acknowledging that I acknowledged his energy, but I didn't wake up. Right. And I explained it this morning to Antonio. I was like, you know, it's really, I feel like, you know how it's in movies when they do like mass programming, you know, the picture that they paint where like it's one person talking and everybody is like in this trance or whatever. That's very much how it's the depiction of that. I really can't pinpoint or articulate the feeling. Let me say that. So if you've ever gotten a reading from me, you know this space that I get in where I'm like, I can't really articulate it, but I'm going to try my hardest. But it very much felt like I knew Nipsey Hussle was not only talking to me. It was not a, I said, this message is for you. No, it was not like that. It was very much a, and I knew, energy of multiple folks receiving what he was giving to. And it was very much an instructional moment, a teaching moment where he's explaining. And I woke up, and surprisingly, because I was never really in deep sleep, I never reached REM. I never was like, and I woke up so energized. I woke up so ready to do the work, right? And cannot recall directly what was said, but can definitely name it was all of the things of wake up and it's time to redirect the energy on a collective consciousness and ensure like we're not misusing this energy and we're not misguided in it. You know, and woke up with the clear understanding like the how of his transition is not nearly as important as the how we utilize the transition of his energy. So, all right, the conspiracy theories, you know, I saw where someone was saying he got into a dispute with someone over business, which, you know, and let us not forget COINTELPRO has psychological warfare is far deeper, so it could very well have been someone planted, putting a seed in somebody's weak mind, and that's how it infiltrated the circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not keep that, even if it was a beef between him and a business partner, like, let's not forget that it's not far-fetched that an agent could have been feeding psychologically something, and then he began to steal, and he began to do whatever, you know, so whatever. But whatever the why is, what is most important is that he has transitioned, right? And disputing and getting into, like, we don't want to create this theory all over again. Like, we need to make sure that we are realizing that there is energy that can be utilized and that our ancestors are waiting for us to call upon them. And when and listen, when I say like the dream was so clear, like I smelled this man. Like, and I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I've never met Nipsey Hussle in this realm. You know what I'm saying? So like it's let's be very, very clear that the usage is there. Another thing to note, if you've ever gotten a reading from me, another thing to note is that when our ancestors transition, a lot of times there is a moment, especially when folks are mourning, there is a moment of like them figuring out how to be used and us figuring out how to call upon them because we're mourning, right? And that was not the case. Like, that transition time of, like, he immediately has gotten to work. He has immediately, like, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm not the only person, first of all, I know that. I'm not the only person, and I know I'm not the only person who does energy and spiritual work that he came to give instruction to. And so in the spirit of that, and this is not anything new that those of us who do this work have not been saying. You know, like we first and foremost need to celebrate that the brother has done an excellent job and his job is complete. You know what I mean? Like, there is not a there is a reward in death, and we are so we have reversed the idea. Like, we should be crying when babies are born, and we should be celebrating when folks get to be done with this realm. And if we begin to shift our thinking around what death really represents, if we can begin to shift our understanding of, like, yes, we do not have him in this physical realm, but we do not need him in this physical realm. You know, like, it was time for him to be utilized a greater capacity. There was this level of, like, inaccessibility to great spirits who have been transitioned. About it. So we are not really able to tap into their God energy as great as we can now, right? And, like, we have to acknowledge that Allah must have been pleased, God must have been pleased with this man to be able to say it's time for you to come amongst the energy. And so, like, as we celebrate how he touched so many, and how he has preserved culture, and how he has stood in authenticity, you know, let us just celebrate the wonderful works of our dear brother, the God, Nipsey Hussle, and extend greater understanding, patience, and wisdom to Sister Laura London and all of that. And listen, Laura London, and listen, I am not, like, this celebrity person following folks and doing all of this. Like, I'm not that person, but I'm not that person, period. Like, it's not even about celebrity. Like, I'm not like that. But that does not in any way mean you do not acknowledge the energy that is obviously happening, okay? So this collective feeling that we have, that was to conclude being specific on around the why or how he passed, because I don't think that lends anyone room of productivity to be focused on, like, that. I think it lends us far more greater opportunity when we focus on, like, this is what we should be doing with the energy. This is how we can utilize the energy, because we need to be utilizing the energy. You know, this is an interesting thing, because you are thankful for the opportunities to have, and you're also curious and questioning why it was not able to continue, right? And so you're always in this very interesting space when it comes to us losing folks that really impact us. And this brother obviously impacted so many. And how we continue to move the energy, how we continue to recognize that we can call on him in different ways now, that we can be instilled by his messaging and his music, that we can still find very much the same Rico. Okay, we all didn't know him personally. Like, let's get that clear. Like, we all didn't know him personally. So our level of engagement, just because he is passed on, really is not really going to change, because it is not as if we were able to, like, go shake the brother's hand. Now, the people in his circle, absolutely, they are experiencing that process. But for those of us who were so far removed, the way that we have experienced Nipsey Hussle really should not shift, all right? It really should not shift. Yeah, we may have wanted to meet him and had an R on our vision board, like, we're going to work with him and all that good stuff. But we did not actually touch this man. We did not actually talk one-on-one with this man. So the way that we have tapped into his energy actually should not really shift. It should enhance. Because now he actually will respond on a one-on-one because he is an ancestor now, and he does have the freedom to be able to be called upon on billions of levels and answer at billions of levels, because that's what energy is. And so, like, the level of engagement, truly, sometimes folks don't want to really, like, recognize, you know what I'm saying, that there is that there is an opportunity for us to truly, truly, truly say and acknowledge how we really should be ascending and expanding versus feeling as if something was taken, right? And yes, I get it. You know, we can't go to the concerts anymore. I get all of that. And all of the people that he has performed in front of and all of the, we have not had full access to him as, you know, Sister London or as his children or his mother or his, you know, those are not the same experiences. So our experience has been nothing more than energy. Nothing more than energy. Our experience has been nothing more than tapping into what his energy is and how his energy impacts us. It has been nothing more than that. So now there is a reciprocity to his energy, because guess what? His energy got to impact us, but we never got to personally impact him. Now is when we do that. Now is when we say, you impacted me. Let me reciprocate this energy, and I'm going to call upon you, utilize you as an ancestor to guide and redirect my energy of mourning and feeling lost, to make it productive and ensure that I am aligning with those, with the other folk who are ready to say, let's get in alignment, cuz, right? Like, let's clear the air and be very, and understand that there is an opportunity for us to look at culturally who we are, and the gods in us, the goddesses in us are ready to be awakened. They are ready. Our dear brother Nipsey Hussle, now we can have one-on-one exchange if we remember who we are, if we remember what we are. If we remember that we are nothing more than energy, put your hand underneath a microscope that is strong enough and you disappear. You, our cells are just moving slower. You disappear. And understand that, yeah, you know, everybody, we all doing it. We all doing it. We listening to his music differently. We looking at all of his quotes differently, all of his posts differently. What did he told us? If they kill us behind the Dr. Sebi documentary, we better ride. He gave us our messages before. Whether or not you want to say it's because of whatever the why, see, get over the why. The messaging was on the how to utilize his energy from here on out. And that is going to empower us. That is going to maximize our opportunity to align with one another, to become profound with one another, and to move in a direction where we are reminded. We are reminded. Nipsey was nothing but a reminder, as we all are. When I read you, R-E, y'all know, if you've ever done a rearrangement workshop with me, or you've ever done any of my workshops, I am big on re, the prefix re, rearrangement, reinvention, which is the new book coming out, which is, you know, re whatever. Read is the same way. Readjust to who you are. So you ain't no Nipsey personally, but you can now. You didn't get to shake his hand one-on-one. And if you did, what a blessing. But you didn't know that man. And for the people who did know that man, it is up to us, for us to uplift him, so that as they are going through their process in mourning, they are also seeing and being reminded of how he impacted and touched so many folks. jumping online, arguing about conspiracy, why it did, that's not productive. How are we using his energy to be productive? And to be productive is, how can I work with you? I don't care what you think about how he passed away. What I care about is, how are you going to utilize the messages that he gave to us and ensure that we're moving forward? And he should be doing nothing more than reminding us of great brother Sebi. Baba Sebi, of great brother Baba Malcolm, of great Baba brother Marcus, because the messaging has not shifted. The delivery may have, but the wake up my people and know who you are and let's get and fix our own stuff, nothing in that messaging has changed. The delivery might be Crips from L.A. It might be Nation of Islam. It might be Pan-Africanism. It might be growing up West Coast, Tupac. It might be Flashy Biggie. It might be what, but the messaging, calling out our ugly in a collective form, and then calling us up to clean up our ugly and get in alignment to be our greatest, most divine selves. And we and all of these and all of our great ancestors had different roles in that timeline of awakening. Some of it was just to wake us up and be like, this is ugly, but this is how it is, Biggie. This is ugly. This is how it is. Don't get mad at me because I'm delivering the ugly and putting on Front Street. Like, this is what it is. This is what we are facing. Pac going back and forth, knowing that he has the knowledge and the understanding, right? This ain't nothing. We're not getting anything, quote unquote, new. What is new is our collective consciousness and awareness in it. There is a return. There was a return. Somehow our energy has returned. The engagement with folks who are not in alignment with us and how detrimental it is for us. There's a collective knowingness. And I don't care what it, again, I don't care what the reason, what the why. There is a collective feeling. And if you say you don't feel it, you're not being present. If you say it's not that deep, you're not being present. No. It's not a just a nothing. This is real life. And real life is nothing more than energy. And understanding that and getting into a place of being able to be at peace with how we can redirect this energy is real. I am, Teek, are we able to play a song? I'm not sure. Let me see.
Where are we at, Nip?
Man, we in.
Yeah, there you go.
At the Mayan ruins. Just climbed off the pyramid, got to the top, seen the whole jungle, shooting a victory lap video.
Got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown diamond. district, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that saloon just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruise, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse me. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers choose to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb the texture. Destined, evidence of a divine presence. Blessing, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but got an E for effort. Stretch me, dropped them off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nips, straighten out my jewelry on my bitch dresses. Well known, flick up in jail clothes. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, play a chess, not checkers. Nigga, 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD phone. Look, I'm finna take it there. This time around, I'ma make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appear. I say it's worth it, I won't say it's fair. Try your purpose or you wasting air. Fuck it though, y'all niggas scared. Eyes open, I can see it clear. They don't make them bar none, they don't make them real. They don't make it where I'm from, they don't take it here. They ain't seeing due time, I be making meals. Bossed up in this game, I been making deals. Get your lawyer on the phone, we can make it real. Checks and balance, I flex dramatic. Other 50 on my neck, just my reckless habit. Ain't no pussy on my rap, disrespect the savage. I make one phone call and the rest get handled. It's just another front step with candles. No message from the set, we accept your challenge.
Hits you different, right? Hits you different. Yeah, man. Gosh. Let's just take a moment of silence. All right. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Let's buy our blocks back. Let's buy our blocks back. Maybe even not our blocks. What if we could go back to the motherland and buy our land back, right? Like there's so many amazing like parts of what his movement was. Transferring of energy and getting us to a place of understanding that energy, and again, I'm not at all suggesting like let us not mourn. Not at all suggesting that it's not healthy to mourn and it's not healthy to go through a grief process. I am acknowledging that energy doesn't die and energy doesn't leave. You know what I'm saying? And, like, just because physically we can no longer see this brother or we can no longer, you know, make anything in a space that's going to where we can have that one-on-one time, I get that. But for the majority of folks who are mourning right now, we did not have that direct time physically anyway. So let us ascend and expand the way that we already tapped into and connected with this brother. And let us begin to redirect the energy, take the focus off of how he has transitioned and put the focus where it needs to be. And imagine if you did this for all of the folks that you know who have transitioned. And then and let's talk about the transition on a one-to-one level. Was it your mother? Was it your father? Was it your sibling? Was it your child? Was it your, you know, having the space of being able to face the transition has happened in a different way, in expected or unexpectedly? You know, have you really tapped into your ancestors and being able to utilize them in the way that they are willing to be utilized for us, in the way that they are waiting for us to call upon them? I am sure in the initial mourning for myself personally, you know, it was my son, my oldest son, who fortunately recently just got shot himself. It was my son who called me and told me that Nip had passed. And he's a huge, huge Nipsey Hussle. He put me on Nipsey Hussle. Like, he's a huge Nipsey Hussle supporter. And, you know, and Nip was his favorite rapper. So, like, it's huge, huge supporter. And, you know, I'm sure it hit me in a very different way because of what Jahlil already experienced. And those are the moments where you recognize, like, the gift of transition and the gift of what we call death. And it's really not death because the energy cannot be dead, you know what I'm saying? But in the transitioning, because I was able to value and appreciate the experience with my son even more and value and appreciate that the wisdom, first of all, my son was already wise, right? And so to see, like, it's even greater, because getting close to death is also just as impactful, right? And it's still this, like, very strange, like, I'm in such gratitude, but I'm also very, like, why did this happen? You know what I'm saying? And, like, all of these things still very much, like, gratitude still should be showing up. Gratitude should still, you know, appreciation still should be showing up. Mourning should still be showing up. And let Nipsey Hussle's experience in his transition, let it tap into where you did have direct ties and how you can now learn to utilize that energy to call upon the ancestors and the energy of them and have them be worked in our favor. Let it be. Maybe you've had a similar experience as I have, where someone that you love and adore and you would die for had a close encounter with death. Maybe it was you. You know, my own encounters of being close to death, it has made me value my son's experience, of course, made me value it even more. And then Nipsey Hussle, it's like, goodness, I'm still here. There's still work. I'm not done. I have not completed my task. But oh, when I do, celebrate, right? And think about your own and how we not only is it Nipsey Hussle, we need to be redirecting our energy and tapping into our ancestors. It is those ancestors who are directly tied to us. It is those ancestors who we do have a direct link to that we can begin to call upon, and they will come in return. And it is also the ancestors who we didn't have a direct, we don't know who Malcolm was. We pouring libation. We don't know. We didn't get to sit in Malcolm's home on his couch. None of us did. That generation is passing away. And we still can tap into his energy. We still know because that energy is real and that connection is real. And guess what? The reciprocity is the acknowledgement and the calling upon them. They want to be utilized. Say their name. Call them forward. Let them guide you. This isn't about transferring energy only because of Nipsey Hussle. Like, this is also, have you utilized your grandmama who has passed away's energy? Have you utilized your friend? Have you utilized your sibling? Have you utilized those people too? And guess what? When you call upon them, right? So I have an ancestor, Mr. Jeffrey Nicholson, and my grandmother, Janice Marlene, and I call upon them so much, right? I call upon them so much that if you know me personally, you know the reference to them. And guess what happens? Other folks begin to call upon them, right? Other folks are like, dang, I think your mentor is here, or I think your grandmother came through, or because now they have tapped into too, and now you have the gift of being able to utilize the energy. See, this is energy, family. This is energy. The selfishness of wanting to hug and touch and do all of that, and listen, if you don't think that this is a conspiracy, fine, but there is a conspiracy on our understanding around death. But we got to get clear with that. Pharmaceutical companies need us to fear death, need us to do. There's so many industries based off of making sure that the fear of us knowing what energy truly is, and it'll rob that entire industry. I just saw something that said the dairy industry has lost $2 billion because people are eating better, right? That's the type of thing that we need to understand. The impact of us being awake happens. Stay woke. But the energy does not change. Let us allow Nipsey Hussle to give us the reminder, but let us not limit the need to properly redirect our energy to just Nipsey Hussle. Who is calling upon Sojourner Truth? Who is calling upon Harriet? Who is calling upon Madam C.J. Walker? Who is calling upon Judy Jameson? Who is calling upon our great women energies, our great men energies, and allowing them to be utilized? Mourn. Please mourn. Please cry. Please release it, because that's going to help you feel them. It's going to help you be like, yeah, I'm crying, but goodness gracious, it feels like they're standing right next to me. And guess what? They are. They are. And the reason why you feel them in the moment of mourning is because that's the only time we call upon them. Oh, grandmama, I miss you. That's the only time you're calling her name. That's the only time you're bringing her forward. What about grandmama? I'm trying to get this job. I need you to come in here and help shift this energy, please. Call on her then. Mama, I need you to help me. Mama, get me through this. Drive me through traffic today. Just come holler at me. Let me talk to you. But we only want to call upon our ancestors in our moments of sadness, in our moments of mourning. So that's when we feel them the most. And then we ignore the fact that we feel them because we are too caught up in our own emotions of mourning. And we ignore the fact that we know they're there, but we smell them. We smell them. We sense them. Oh, that just makes me cry even more because all of a sudden I smelled them. Instead of stopping and saying, wait a minute, why do I smell them? Wait a minute, why do I feel them? Because they're there. Because they're there. And let us not get into a space where we are not being willing to say, I am going to show up for my ancestors in this way and reciprocate to them that which they have given to me. Listen, family, you do understand Nipsey Hussle was not the only person who passed away yesterday. There are some people who have lost people that they love just as much as folks love Nipsey Hussle, and they are mourning in a way of feeling overshadowed because everyone is talking about Nipsey Hussle. Listen, y'all got to understand, birth and death happens every day. Nip wasn't the only person who passed. There are ancestors who if we can wake up, who are also being called upon in the same light. And we have to make way for that. There are ancestors who also passed yesterday who have been passed and were being called on. Nip wasn't met by into the next realm by himself. He is amongst all of the ancestors. You understand there's more ancestors than there are people. And so we have to understand, right? We have to expand. And this is why our guided meditation today was being open to hearing the message. I was sharing with Antonio, it's very rare that a dream lasts as long as it did with Nipsey Hussle. And the charge, right, the charge of I said, you better go do your part in this. Let us all remember our part in this. Not everybody's supposed to be a reader. Not everybody's supposed to, but everybody got a part, an equal part, a part that needs to be utilized and played. And when you're squashing down your spiritual part, when you're squashing down your energetic part, you're compromising the entire progression of the collective cohesiveness. So stop thinking here in this minute little, oh my God, Nipsey Hussle is my favorite rapper, and oh my gosh. No, it is so much bigger than that. You understand this man just said he was on the pyramids and the Mayan pyramid. Listen, this brother was manifesting. The ancestors were using him. And he knew it. And he allowed it. And he did an excellent job. And he was rewarded. Imagine if you said, Nip, thanks. Your reward, my brother, was this. Let us not let our living be in vain. Yes? What's the gospel song? Is my living in vain? No, of course not. It's not all in vain, because up the road is eternal gain. And in order to ensure that internal gain is granted, and not even granted, because it's granted, period. In order to ensure that eternal gain is appreciated and valued, let me say that, appreciated and valued. To get that eternal gain requires us to ensure that our death is not in vain, to ensure that others' deaths are not in vain. And that means receiving the message, receiving the preparation, receiving it and applying and executing. It is time for us to stop sitting around plotting and planning. It is time for us to do. We have had the blueprint. We have had the blueprint. We have had the blueprint. Nip did not give it to us first. Malcolm did not give it to us first. Marcus did not give it to us first. Listen, this plan has been embedded in who we are. And if we get back in tune to our energetic level and release the idea of being in a box, of stagnation, of being able to understand, we have a movement that is happening. We feel this collectively. Listen, if you're listening to me at work right now and you are among folks who understand Nipsey Hussle was, there is a collective understanding that's happening that you don't even have to say. You know, it's like the black man nod. There's a collective, there is so much communicated in that nod. It's like the sister's eye contact and a smile. There is so much communicate, and it ain't verbal. Ain't none of it verbal. Shit. None of it's physical. I can see a sister, understand her pain, her struggle, understand her beauty, understand her brilliance, understand all of that. Never go hug her ever. But see her and acknowledge it. I don't have to touch her. I don't have to know her. I don't have to do none of that. How do we do that? There is a disconnect from our understanding of our energy. But see, the way the energy works, it's you can't create it or destroy it. It's not really death. You know what I'm saying? So the way energy works, even when you don't acknowledge it, it's still going to happen. When you acknowledge it, you put yourself at the advantage to being able to experience in a way that is at highest capacity. And so when you understand that, let us not, again, we're not shifting. I didn't know Nipsey Hussle. You know, I didn't know him. He came to me in the dream, clear as day. And I have ancestors who come clear as day. I have ancestors who I regularly call on, especially. They come clear as day. But you know what I did when he became an ancestor? I called upon him immediately. May we all see the example. May we all. So it was clear, all right, you calling upon me? That's how energy works. I'm not the only person that he visited. I know that. And the same is true for your grandmama. Say her name. Let us all experience her energy. The same is true for your brother. The same is true for your child. Say those ancestors' names. Let us tap into those ancestors as well. Because, listen, those ancestors, it can reverberate. You just acknowledging them. For years, you know, what year is this? This is 2019. I don't even know how many years I've been doing the radio show. But all of the years I've been doing the radio show, all our ancestors want is acknowledgement. Acknowledge them. Utilize them. When you do it, it works in your favor. It works for your greater good. And let us now really still see. And understand that it is not just about Nipsey. It is not just about Nipsey. It is also about our own ancestors. And how have we redirected their energy? And sometimes we feel guilty, especially if our ancestors transitioned and maybe they weren't in the best state. Maybe it was an overdose, right? Maybe it was whatever. But having it in a reconciliation, having it in a time of being able to move forward and see, to redirect the energy. I think Nipsey has given us a great reminder that all of our ancestors are waiting. Yeah, what's also really, really beautiful is that his awareness and awakening role for people on the introduction of who Baba Sebi was, right? And being able to, and for those of us who did know Sebi, who did have opportunity to study with him, who did have opportunity to sit and talk with him and be impacted personally, we share those stories. We share those experiences, and other folks are able to tap into and go there. Think about when someone tells you a story and you're able to go into the story with them. How do you do that? That's energy. Same is true for our ancestors. Explain who they were to you. Explain how they tapped into you. Allow others to get inside that energy too. And let us all share it, and let us all redirect it, and let us all have it. As we all deserve it. So we all deserve to be able to tap into our folks' energy. I hope Sister Teak, are we able to have another moment? We're going to take another moment with some messaging from our dear brother, Nipsey Hussle. We'll be right back.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. But then that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I stay self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail phase, you can pull my file yourself. Spot raid, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Duh, damn right, I like the life I built. West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, I think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals.
Whoa.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that stack, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the mirror, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSC is up. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze the butt. If a rap nigga did switch cheese and fuck. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, and the dream we trust. You be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Kavi, that's my love, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world, getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustle, steam, and brush? Las Vegas, strip hop, yeah, you creep and punk. After all that looking tough, all he seen was scum. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. Grinding all my life, sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, grinding all my life. Yeah. Speaking hyperbole.
Translation, get the money, never wipe a hoe. Flip this fool already, now it's time to go. Show the fool already where these shirts should go. Crash, got opinions, how my life should go. I'm screaming, fuck them, they can suck it, they can die tonight, you know. Bullets, rain on them, cut the life support. My section ride for sport, every night of course. Niggas dying every day, that's the price of war. Gang members spending thousands at the nicest stores. Levitate on 5-star luxury. Every time I ride, shit come for me. Stuck in the grind. Stuck in the grind, I'm stuck in the grind. Look me in my eyes, call me on my lies. I'm stuck in this grind, I'm stuck in this grind. Make a movie, take the top off. About to cross over like hot sauce. On this gutter shit, I never hopped off. Most calculated move by far. Always with a model in a fly car. 30,000 for the python. Rockin' knee high, drinking white wine. Listening to in my lifetime. In the nighttime, looking at the city skyline. Getting sky high. Just a little bitch to Popeye. She was top five. Excitement that she get from pop life could never top mine. Once you get the hustle locked down, you can stockpile. Level up another notch now, like a stock now. Every time I take the top down, she arch her eyebrows. Turning up the music hot now, she feel alive now. Love me like we from a small town, let's make them all around. You splurge, I splurge. We ball later and we ball. Now. Stuck in the ground. Stuck in the ground, I'm stuck in the ground. Look me in my eyes, call me on my lies. I'm stuck in this ground, I'm stuck in this ground. Ain't no going back once them lights on you. Left the dorm in the middle of the night, homie. Affidavits going viral, that's your life, homie. Ain't no point of even trying to lie, homie. Just go out to all the SNY, homie. If you step before the sign, you should die, homie. Fuck you niggas, you disrespect the tribe, homie. Wounded pride, it's written all in your eyes, homie. Stuck in the grind. Stuck in the grind, I'm stuck in the grind. Look me in my eyes, call me on my lies. I'm stuck in this grind, I'm stuck in this grind. Yeah. December 1st, 2017. We begin. All money in. Y'all die. Yeah. Wow. The marathon continues, nigga. Wow. These niggas all star weekend. We'll see about it.
Yeah. And we are back. And we are back. You know, now is not the time to critique each other. Now is not the time to be caught up in who believes what theory. Not even just about Nip, yo. Like, now is not the time to be arguing about Jesus versus Muhammad versus Buddha versus... Now is not the time. We've done that. And if you knew to being woke, we've already done that part. Okay, like we don't need to, now is not the time for division. Now is not the time for you don't even get it, you don't even understand, and this is what, now is not the time for critiquing and pointing the fingers and calling each other out in a way that is dismissive. That's the venom of I know best and you don't. Now is not that time, family. When a Crip can say, like, I'm cool with a blood and let it be known, I'm not dismissing my hood because of it. That is the message. Don't make everything about Crip and blood, right and wrong. This is, no, how are we working together to get it, to get our, not even it, to get our alignment to where it needs to be? Newsflash, you don't have to agree on everything. You don't have to do, but that doesn't have anything to do with still moving forward. Guess what? You go into that job and there's different beliefs and it don't stop y'all from still making sure that the job gets done. Energy into the how. Whether it's the government, Big Pharma, Crips, Bloods, someone in his camp, who cares about that? He's gone. That is far more important than the how he is gone. He's gone. So let's focus on the collective understanding that we, the collective truth, which is he's gone. He's not here physically. So how do we transition and transcend that energy to ensure that we're tapping into it properly? And let us not just make it about Nipsey Hussle's death. Like, let us also look at, I don't care if what you're dealing with is something different than what I'm dealing with. It's not more valuable, and mine is not more valuable than yours. I don't have to dismiss you. I don't have to make you feel small in order for myself to feel big. I don't have to call you out in order for me to call myself in. Now, I'm going to call you out if it needs to be called out because you're being detrimental to the collective. But if you choose to pray 5 times a day, or you choose to go to church every Sunday, or you choose to meditate and tap into your African ancestors, whatever it is that you do, how are we collectively manifesting this energy to create what it is that we need to create? And that is the understanding that we have to get to. We didn't lose Nipsey. We gained Nipsey. He wasn't taken from us. He is now given to us. And we don't have to be shameful about it. Right? Like, we don't have to make it like this is it. We don't have to make it like we are not supposed to be getting our stuff together. We do not have to apologize for our godhood, for our goddesshood, for our alignment, for our collective protection of one another. We do not have to explain it to anyone. And that's where we have, listen, the unapologetic Nipsey did that. And think about the people who you are mourning, who you miss because they're no longer with us physically. And imagine if you shifted your thinking into saying that they are actually a gift, a greater gift than they were, because now I don't have to wait until they get off of work to call upon them. I have to wait till they wake up. I wake up and call upon them. I'm driving and call upon them. There's no time. See, this realm creates that time differentiation where we cannot immediately jump into. No, we have to have time. See, when you're an ancestor and you're in your energy, you can say, Nipsey, please come. And guess what? He's here. And I can say that. And seven other billion people can say it too. And he shows up for everything. The same is true for your grandmother. The same is true for your mother. The same is true for your sibling, your child, whoever you have lost, quote unquote, you actually have gained. See, the power of duality is that you can't have one without the other. So if you lost something, you also gained something. If you miss something, you also value something. And what if we got into a place where we were confident enough with our spirit and our energy and our connection to the divine one and our connection to one another? What if we got to a space where when things that are not, do not feel good to us in the moment happened, what if we got to a place of saying, instead of feeling mad, I'm going to figure out how to feel the balance of that, which is glad. Imagine the shift. Somebody just cut you off and your first instinct is to be mad. But what if you said, I'm glad you did that, because you may have, boom, and they get in an accident. Stop me from getting in an accident. See, you have to understand that all things are so connected. That the best way to be is balanced. And balance doesn't mean neutral, because you cannot be neutral. You have to stand for your understanding. And the God of your understanding has given you enough grace that you can understand at your own pace. And it still doesn't affect how God is going to show up for you. Celebrate. Celebrate. This brother has completed his task. We and totally. We're going to take another call. I mean, excuse me, another song, and then we're going to open up the lines for a call. I'm going to do some many, many readings, and we'll be able to move forward. One more time for a nip minute.
I like your style, my young. That's three?
Yeah.
Good luck, man.
You need some help?
You smoking?
Nah.
I'm just testing.
Yeah.
You know how to do this?
No, but you can teach me.
Alright. So you see how they say 28 right here?
Yeah.
You're gonna get a handful of this, drop it in here, till it say 28. Hold this back. Pour it in here. All that up, throw it in here. Do that till the bag is done. Hand me that phone.
Hello. Yeah, he's right here.
Hello. Yup, right now. Alright, 5 minutes, she'll be over there. Alright, so I need you to make one more run for me.
Okay.
Take this on 10th. Call me when you get in the front.
Heard a lot about you.
Likewise.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up, man?
I'll show you around, my man.
Let's do it. Three levels.
Don't get me wrong, fellas. I love the house. I really do. But I have my money tied up in investments right now.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and introduce my wife to y'all so she can show y'all around.
Dope.
Y'all don't mind.
Dope.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Stacy! Come down here, honey. Hey, babe, this is Dave.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
This is his associate, Nipsey.
What's up?
Hi. Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah.
Would you like to give him a tour around the house? Show him the Picasso we have.
Okay. Let me show you upstairs.
Come on.
One second. How you been?
Yeah.
I like it. You crazy. You know I'm gonna buy this house, right?
That's good.
Right.
Man, I hope your man's like this spot.
Man, me too, man. Hopefully.
Put fine. A lot of work into it. Lots
came
of.
Came out real nice. Man. Came out real nice.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, real nice.
Yeah, here they go.
Yeah.
What you think, babe?
Yeah. Fuck with it.
Yeah.
I think we should go on the door.
All right.
Yeah. I like it. Smoke.
Let's go ahead. I'll get started with the paperwork. Consider it sold.
So once we lock it in, I'm going to throw a little housewarming party and all that. So, you know, y'all both welcome to come through, celebrate with us.
It's all right with the
big
wife.
Big check we cutting, you know what I mean?
Big check, right?
Yeah.
Hey, wifey's cool with it, I'm cool with it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up.
ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14, 14 to a whole thing. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black, fire, gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope game? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? Was you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change? Fucked up when the dope bash. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. Had to part with the low fade. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive by, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJs, trying to make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Trying to double up.
Yeah. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time over us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
Just to hold you down, I jump off the ledge.
right.
Yeah, so I'm glad you came through. You know what I'm saying? Before you leave, I want to make sure I introduce you to somebody.
Okay.
Hey, Lola. Check it out real quick.
All right, let's go to the lines. Open it up. Get some healing and some redirection happening. If you are on the line, go ahead and press 1 so Sister T can get you in. Okay, I'm assuming that means that there's no one on the line.
Oh, we got a caller, first caller, area code 303, first three numbers, 312. You're on with Offset.
Hi, Offset. This is Latrell. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Latrell. How are you?
I'm good. You know I'm at work.
Yes.
But, you know, you were talking about calling on the ancestors. This isn't really a maybe it's a reading, I don't know, but and I do that. But I thought, you know, there may be people listening who don't necessarily know how to do that. So give us an example of, you know, how, if a person wants to call on the ancestors, what do they do it? How do they do it? What, you know, mm-hmm. just a teaching moment.
Yes. Thank you for that. Great question. So there are various ways to call on the ancestors in various ways that you probably are already doing it and you just haven't identified that that's what's happening. So I talked about in mourning, when we are mourning, a lot of times we are mourning and calling on that energy. And when I'm saying calling on that energy, it is verbal and or it can or cannot be verbal because you may just be sitting and thinking about an ancestor. But when I am saying calling, I'm literally saying a direct line of connection to that ancestor. So there are formal ways to call on your ancestors. They are not only going to answer in the formal way, but you can, if you have an altar. I was actually talking to a sister who is going to be doing the chakra course, and we were talking about how the altars, even in the church, when they call you to the altar, it's the same thing. You are being called to the energy of Jesus Christ's energy or whatever, God's energy. You're being called to that energy, and you're coming to the altar. So when you come to the altar, you literally are in a state, in a space of direct energy with this ancestor. So that could look like you have a picture in a particular way. And a lot of times people think that an altar like has to be actual set up on a desk, candles and incense. Now that is definitely a formal way of doing it. However, it can be just you sitting in meditation. It absolutely can be you just thinking about and being curious. I've often said to people, you may read about an ancestor and feel some level of connection, and then you call and you're inspired. That's the calling of the ancestors. So it's not necessarily, you don't think that you're not ready to call on your ancestors because you don't have an altar, or you're not ready because you've never done it before. I guarantee, because calling on your ancestors is such a natural thing, I guarantee you have done it. And you just have not acknowledged it. Most times it happens in mourning, and you are mourning, and so that ancestor comes, and then that's when you'll get a whiff of their scent, or you'll feel like they're present with you or whatever. So it is literally just a direct line of I want to be connected to, and being very intentional, being very clear in your mind about it, and allowing yourself to be in harmony and balance and in a space of being able to receive. And so when you call upon them, they show up, and then there is always a message, or there is always a confirmation, or there is always a knowingness that will happen, and that's when you know you're calling upon them. So you can call upon them, you know, in the grocery store. If they, you know, I'm sure Nipsey Hussle is going to be on all of the the magazines, and when you see the magazine in the grocery store and you're looking and you actually make a connection and you're like, gosh, it's so sad that he was gone. That is calling upon him in a very, very informal, maybe non-intentional way, but that is still calling upon them. So it is a very natural thing. It is just as natural when we say, oh, my God, it is that natural to call upon our ancestors. We just don't acknowledge it. Thanks for that, Ms. Lutero. That was a great point.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. If you are on the line, go ahead and press 1. We got about 25 minutes left in the air. But you guys know I do not have to listen to myself. If we are done, we are done, and I trust that energy. But if you are on the line, go ahead and press 1. We're talking about ancestors redirecting energy and trusting how we can get in tune with it. All right, next caller, area code 503, first three numbers, 890. You are on with Offset.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Offset. What a wonderful show this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. And I'm just calling in to get a reading, spiritual reading from you.
Great, great, great. Why don't you take a breath? And what is your question? Why don't you ask a question and get a direct answer?
I would say, I'm not sure what my purpose in life is supposed to be. You know, I have an idea, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so you are you have the gift of strategy, and you have the gift of being able to see where folks need to land and being able to yourself. And so because of that gift, your gift is to give that gift to as many people as you can. So that means like being able to tap into, you know, even if from a business plan to helping somebody plan the revolution, like you have that gift of being able to like say, okay, where is it that you want to land? And when people say, I don't know how to get there, you are very gifted in being able to say, here's some tools to utilize and here's step-by-step actionable ways. And how that has shown up in the past for journeying in through ancestry is very much like the advisor to the king and the advisor to the general, like the brains behind the operation, if you will. You know, you are capable of like being in the forefront and being the face of something, but you are actually more, you actually find more joy in seeing that you have poured into that person and that they're applying it. You actually find like almost like a fatherly figure, you know, in the strategy of it. You find more joy in being able to say, I mentored that person to who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like you have that very, very much the strategy mind of helping people get where they need to go.
Yep, I totally agree. I felt that way all my life. So you're exactly right at
mm-hmm.
this point. It's basically just something that I've known, and you're right. I long for that type of helping the people more in the background, not so much in the spotlight. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for calling.
And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, if you are on the line, go ahead and press 1. Sister Teak will get you in. One question. Let's get direct answers because we need everybody to get direct. Enough with the general and the overarching. Like, let's get direct in what we need you to do. Just like that brother, we need that brother to go ahead and do that for who he needs to do it to.
Okay, I still looks like we have no one else tapping in.
All right. Well, we are still on good time. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. You guys, take that 20 minutes. Go absorb and go sit with the messages that we got today. Thank you, Sister Latero, for being direct and saying, how do we do that? I think it's definitely necessary for folks to understand that it's formal, informal, and all of that, but it is a very natural thing that we call on our ancestors. And take the 20 minutes to just kind of breathe and absorb what energy is, and let's redirect. Let's be in gratitude. This show was definitely a reminding show that was motivated by our dear brother, Nipsey Hussle, in being gratitude for what he did give to us, and gratitude that he completed his mission. And job well done, brother. Job well done. And thank you for coming yourself to be utilized by the Creator, to be utilized by the ancestors. What a beautiful production that was, right? So, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful top of April. And, you know, B.L. Hughley said something very funny on his post. He said, you know, April Fool's is canceled because what's happening right now is so unbelievable. I think I might have to agree with that. Like, let us remove ourselves from the indirect, and let's be direct with what it is that we need to do. That doesn't mean you're not having fun and laughing, but it does definitely mean, like, let's focus and let's get our energy right. Sister Teak, thank you. You are on New Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution. Our HNIC of this station is Brother Joey and his show that you will find every single Sunday, giving all of the information that you need. Brother Jonah with his show on Fridays and Sunday. Joey, you know, make sure that you're supporting Joey. Make sure that we are showing the gratitude of the opportunity to be able to do this work, to be able to call in on this show. You know, it was his vision of saying, I said I need you to shut down your show and come to the station, and we got to build this together. And that's what this work is. It is, we got to get to the point where the individualism is beyond, it's not interesting to us anymore, because we know that the collective cohesiveness is what we need. Don't fight. Who cares about how he has transitioned in terms of making it divisive? I'm not saying who cares, as if it doesn't matter. I'm saying don't let it become divisive, and let us ensure that we are celebrating this dear brother and what he has given to us. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Sister Teak, thanks for holding me down. That's collective community right there in my transitions that have been happening in my life. And we gonna do this work. Let's heal, y'all. Let's heal. Go be your greatest self.
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.